story, this is my song. Praise Him, my Savior, all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song.
Amen. Well, once again, good morning. We have come to our praises, prayer requests, and announcements. Announcement, our annual barbecue fundraiser. The sign-up sheets are, if you have a count on the tickets you've sold, today would be a good time to let us know so we can make sure that we don't run short on Barbecue Friday. Also, if you have any money you want to turn in, that'd be excellent, or you can wait and turn it in later. That part doesn't bother me, as long as we know how many tickets we have out there and how many plates we have sold. And so we'll get those numbers probably immediately following church. As soon as church is over with, if those that have numbers to give, if you'll come right up here on this left side of the pulpit, we'll get those numbers taken care of. Are there any other announcements?
Thursday at 8 o'clock in the morning, one that can be here to help us get the tents put up
right
at the side road. We'll be here at 8 o'clock in the morning so we can get that
done
for the
sun. Right. Go ahead, Roger.
Thursday discipleship class is going to be canceled.
Okay. Thursday discipleship class will be canceled. If you'll remind me, I'll put a message out on the calling tree later in the week. For real, if you can be here Thursday, that's great, because we have a lot of things we have to do to get set up for Friday. Also, if some of you are in the area Tuesday, we need to start thawing some barbecue out and getting those set out so they can be thawed so that we can start on Thursday warming that stuff up and getting it into Cambro so we'll be ready to go. It's going to be... Yes, ma'am. Oh, did you? I thought you raised your hand. Diane, I thought you raised... No, I realized who it is after I said that. I seen her hand go up. I thought it was yours. Anyway, and we'll get that taken care of. And Friday, if you can help, well, more power to you. We need all the help we can get. We can use some at the road. We can use some making deliveries. So it'll be a busy day. And then also on Sunday, the 21st, we're going to have baptism. So it's going to be a busy week. We're going to baptize Talon and one of Diane's friends. I can't remember her name. Miss Mary. So that's wonderful. Miss Mary was, I love this story. Miss Mary was told by her mother that she needed to be baptized by immersion instead of being sprinkled. And so she has decided that she's going to be baptized. She's what, 82? 82 years old. So we're going to baptize Miss Mary. And if anybody else needs to be baptized, just let us know. Let me know. The baptismal pool will be full. So, you know, you don't want to let that warm water go to waste. Do what? And if you're one that wants to do it rough, we can go outside. You know, it's just a hop, skipping it. Yeah. And if you really want to rough it, I know a man who can take us to Drowning Creek. Yep. So, and if you, for those of you that don't know, Drowning Creek, there's snakes in there that ain't never seen people before. And when they fall out of the trees, it sounds like cinder blocks hitting the water. Yeah, they're big. Anyway, we have you covered in whatever your wish is. The only thing is we don't have a sprinkler for our water hose. But anyway, any other announcements? Praises and prayer requests. Continue to pray for Denise and TJ and Star. Continue to pray for Canara's granddaughter. I have a little update on her. She was at home, and she was involved in an automobile accident the other day, and she was at home, or she's at home now. She had her foot crushed in that automobile accident, and so she's looking at two surgeries and about 3 months out of work. So lift her up, and any others? Who?
Jessica Brody. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, that's her. Yep. Yep, that's Jessica Brody. Any others? Well, somebody's right here. Oh, it's you. Go ahead, Terry.
Add Corey back to the prayer list.
Okay, Corey, yep. My pen is skipping. You add Corey. He's still having some issues with pain in his abdomen. So continue to pray for him. Pray that the doctors will find a cure or figure out what's going on. And so lift him and the whole family up. Lindsay, we're glad you're doing better. Yeah, she left here a couple Sundays ago and was in an automobile accident. So she had to wear a thing on her neck, and bless her heart, but everybody's okay, so that's the main thing. We want to remember Michaela and Vernie. Sharon and I visited Michaela and Vernie yesterday, and Michaela's doing pretty good. She's hanging in there, but they found a issue with her heart, and so she goes Wednesday for a chemo treatment. They may not do it because she goes the 19th, I think it is, or the 20th to see the, I think it's the 19th. She goes the 19th to see the heart doctor, cardiologist. So they think it's something to do with the chemo drug. So keep her in your prayers. Any others? Yes, ma'am, Israel. Go ahead, Lindsay.
I need to have Mason King. She's been dealing with some tummy issues for almost a month. Did a CT scan yesterday for bowel
complaint. Okay. All right. Any other? Roger?
We had all praises this morning. One was the widow's collection.
Amen. Any other praises?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise Willie, who's walking.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Two more weeks and then hopefully we should be able to be normal.
Okay.
And then also praise for the widow's brunch.
Right.
We served 41 women.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was, I could just not stop thinking about how obviously God's hand is in this,
yeah.
And how many people were praying for us that are doing the serving.
Amen. 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 God's awesome. He's working. He's working, and people, some people are ignoring, but most of us are starting to wake up and see he's very much alive, and he's very active, and people are turning to him more in the last, or this year anyway. I've seen a big increase in the number of phone calls I get, a big increase in the number of questions I get. People are searching. They realize that something's not right. And, you know, it's that little innate thing that, you know, he said, I made you in the image of us. And we're made in the image of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that image that's in us is our soul. And that soul is yearning for a relationship with its designer and creator. And so it's happening. So be prepared. I mean, if I'm going to be honest with you, if you pray and you don't believe what you're praying, you're wasting your breath. And if you ask him, Lord, let me see people through your heart with your eyes, you're going to be shocked at what you're going to see. That's been going on the whole time, but you just haven't paid attention because we've been busy, caught up in life, doing this and doing that. But the Lord will open your eyes, and it will humble you, and it will bring you to a relationship closer to Him. And that's a praise. That's a praise, because I get a lot of calls about that. Go ahead, Gene.
I want to add to the widow's watch.
Okay.
Those kids was awesome.
Amen. Amen.
That was something that everybody.
Amen. Amen.
And the adults, and make sure that they've done this. What's really
what we need. Amen. Amen. Any others? Jason? Okay. Any others? Any others at all? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, if there's no others, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we love you and we thank you for this day. We come before you, Lord, and we lift up all of these that were mentioned today. Lord, you know each situation. You know those that are in pain. You know those that are searching. Those that are searching for you, Lord, you know them. Lord, those that are grieving, you know them also. Those of us, Lord, who are so busy in our lives that we take for granted the things that you do, you know us. The unspoken, Lord, you know each unspoken prayer request. You know the details. Lord, we come together and we ask you to do these things for your glory as you see fit. Not the way we want them done. Lord, we're not going to put you in a box. We're going to allow you to work at your pace and at your will in all things. We're just going to sit back and anticipate what you're going to do and just see your glory through your actions. Lord, I love you and I lift this up to you and I praise you for all that you've done for us this week, all that you're going to do next week. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Please stand and let's sing number 90, God Will Take Care of You. God will take care of you. test. God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast. God will take care of you.
Well, once again, good morning. If you have your Bibles, if you will go ahead and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And while y'all are doing that, I'm going to read a card that I forgot to read during the announcements. It says, Deep Creek Family, I cannot express enough my gratitude for all the cards, texts, calls, special treats, love, and most of all the prayers during my bout with shingles. I am so blessed to have such a wonderful church family. Love you all, Renee. So, gives you just goosebumps. We love you too, Renee. You have no idea. You have no idea. That's one thing I'm gonna brag a little bit. That's one thing I can say about Deep Creek Baptist Church. You know, if you come and you need prayer, you'll get prayer. You come and you need to be loved on, you'll get loved on. You come and you want to serve, we'll find a place for you to serve. You come and you're going to make friends and brothers and sisters for life. And that's it seems like I don't know how to explain it. The first day I came in here 8 years ago, it was on a Wednesday night, and I came through, and everybody that was here on Wednesday night, they were hugging and how you doing, like they hadn't seen each other. They had just seen each other on the Sunday before. And I thought, well, this is interesting. So we did the Bible study. I came back on Sunday, and it was the same thing.